If you will suck my soul, I will lick your funky emotions.
This is the styling for a title that sounds silly, but nothing silly about the trifling times of Millie. Millie, a Brooklyn queen, originally from Philly, complete with an accent that made her sound hillbilly. Around this time, the slamming joint was milk is chilling, but even cooler was my social worker Dylan. Yeah, I had a social worker cause I had some trouble. Anyone who riff on me, I pop their dome like bubble. He bring me to his crib to watch my favorite races. That's how his daughter Millie became one of my favorite faces. She had the curves that make you wanna take chances. I mean, on her man, I love to make advances. I guess a father must have got the same feeling. I mean, actually finding his own daughter Millie appealing. At the time, no one knew, but it was a shame that Millie became a victim of the touchy-touchy game. Yo, Millie, what's the problem? Lately, you've been bugging. On your dookie earring, someone must be tugging. You were a dancer who could always be found clubbing. Now you're worried now with the frown you're lugging. Come to think your face would stink when Dill's around you. He's your father, what then happened? Did he ground you? Shouldn't flip on him cause Dill is really cool. Matter of fact, the coolest fella in the school. He hooked up a trick to bring us all the Lacey's. He volunteered to play on Santa Claus and Macy's. Child, you got the best pops anyone could have. Dylan's cool, super hip, you should be glad.
Yeah, it seemed that Santa's ways was parallel with Dylan. But when Millie and him got home, he was more of a villain. While she slept and he crept inside her bedroom, and he would toss her, Dylan would force her to give him head wound. Millie tried real hard to let this hell not happen, but when she fussed, he would just commence to slap.
Yo, Dylan, man, Millie's been out of school for a week, man, what's the deal?
I guess he was giving Millie Bruce's time to heal. Of course he told us she was sick and we believed him. And at the department store in Santa we would see him. And as he smiled, his own child was at home plotting how off the face of this earth he was gonna knock him. When I got home, I found she had tried to call me. My machine had kicked to her, hey, how you doing?
Sorry.
I tried to call the honey, but her line was busy. I guess I had to make you some bug out on Dilly.
I received a call from Mrs. Sick herself. I asked her how was she recovering her health. She said that what she had to ask would make it seem minute. She wanted to talk serious, I said go ahead, shoot. She claimed I hit the combo dead upon the missile. Wanted to know if I could get a loaded pistol. That ain't a problem, but why would Millie need one? She said she wanted a pop Dylan to heed one. Ran some style about him, pushing on a private. Look, honey, I don't care if you kick faucet. There's no way that you could prove to me that deals flip. He might be the butt, but your jeans he wouldn't rip. You're just mad, he's your overseer at school. No need to play him out like he's someone cruel. She kicked that she would go get it from somewhere else. Yeah, whatever you say, go for yourself.
Macy's department store, the scene for Santa's kisses, and all the little brats demanding all their wishes. Time passes by as I wait for my younger brother. He asks his wish, I waste no time to return him back to mother. As I'm jetting, Millie floats in like a zombie. I ask her what's her problem, all she says is where is he? I give a point, she pulls a pistol, people screaming. She shouts a deal, he's off the hell cause he's a demon. None of the kids could understand what was the cause. All they could see was a girl holding a pistol on claws. Dylan pleaded mercy, said he didn't mean to do all the things that hurt my foot, do nothing but cling to. Millie bucked him, and with the quickness, it was over. It's over. It's over.